Cochrane ears does not wait for his servant to wait, for his school to saddle. He snatches the bridle and forcing the ambit through the beast's bad white teeth, runs him out of the stable, mounts without curb or saddle, stallion short straight back. And with heel and with knee, clicks his tongue, clicks his whip, throws the beast into mad gallop. Impetuous the ball flanks and wreckers the rider. Now the prince and Arab steed bend as one for both our speed. Hear the hoofs on his steer. Muscle strain, tendons taut, tail held high, head thrust back. Horse compact, nothing slack. See the horse takes the bit between his teeth. Now no rein can impede or stop him, yet the prince still whips him. Tarquinius the stallion for the beast. Tarquinius, in both blood furious, with desire impetuous, burns for its quietus. With speed aflame through sweat and dust, the arrow flies straight as lust, flies straight as lust. But here they cannot cross. Turn back, Tarquinius. Do not tempt the Tiber. Try to swim this river. Stallion rears, hoofs for the storm. The prince desires, so he